The Torah says in Yeridaya, Simen Reish Mem Sifchof Dalid, Chayiv Bekavod Chamav. One is required to give honor to his father-in-law. And we're going to get to mother-in-law a little later. V'chsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, V'avi re'eh gam re'eh. My father see and see again. This verse, this Pasuk, is after Shaul goes into the Ma'ara. Shaul is running after his son-in-law, David HaMelech. He wants to kill him. And Shaul goes into the Ma'ara. And David could have killed him right there. What does David do? Instead of killing him, he cuts off the bottom of his garment and he lets Shaul live. Even though Shaul is chasing after him to kill him, David says, I'm not going to kill Shaul, even though technically he could have, because someone who's chasing after you to kill you, you're allowed to turn around and kill them back. David says, but I want to take a remembrance to show Shaul that I could have killed him and I'm choosing not to. So he cuts off the bottom of his garment. After Shaul leaves the cave, David calls out to him and he says, my father, see and see again. See that I could have killed you and I chose not to. That says the Torah, that is the Mekar. If someone wants to know what's the source that a person has to honor his father-in-law, that's the source, because we see David, who's married to the daughter of Shaul, so Shaul is his father-in-law, David calls him my father. So we see that a father-in-law is like a father. So that's what the Torah says in Sifchof Dalet. In Sifchof Beis, the Torah says another halacha, that one is chayiv to give honor to his older brother. Chayiv bekavod achiv hagadol, kekavod aviv. He must give honor to his older brother, similar to this that he honors his parents. Now the Bach, who's one of the Ikkim Mefarshim on the side of the Torah, the Bach says, if you look carefully at the Torah, you'll see that one must give honor to his father-in-law, but not the same honor that one honors his own parents. Why so, says the Bach? Because when the Torah writes that one has to honor his father-in-law, he just says one must honor his father-in-law. But when the Torah writes that one must honor his older brother, there the Torah writes one must honor his older brother similar to the way that one honors his father. So we see, says the Bach, from the words of the Torah, that even though an older brother, one must give him honor like he gives his own father, but with regard to a father-in-law, there it's different. There it's he has to give him honor, but not honor that's the same as a parent. So says the Bach, if that is so, what type of honor are you going to give him? Says the Bach, it seems to me that the honor that one has to give a father-in-law is just the same honor that one would give a zaken. The honor that one would give to an elderly person, the honor that one gives to somebody who's over 70 years old, that's the kind of honor he has to give his father-in-law. What is it? What type of honor does somebody have to give someone who's an older person? So we know the Torah says, "Mipnei seva tokum v'hadarta pnei zakei." One has to give kavod and he has to give hidur to an older person. Rashi in Chumash explains that kavod that he needs to give him is one has to stand up. When someone who's an elderly person walks into the room, if he's over 70 years old, one must stand up for him. That's the kavod. And the hidur is a little more complicated, because if you look in Shulchan Aruch, that's the only din that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that you have to stand up for an elderly person. But Rashi and Chumash adds that the hidur is one shouldn't forcefully contradict his words or sit in his place. You have to give him hidur. You have to be mahadr him. If he says something, don't forcefully contradict him. Either way, according to the opinion of the Bach in his explanation of the Torah, as soon as one gets married, he treats his father-in-law like an older person. So the same type of honor that one would give to an older person, he gives to his father-in-law. So at the very least, at the very basic idea would be that when his father-in-law comes into the room, he would have to stand up for him. The Bach says, okay, but doesn't the Torah quote the pasuk with David HaMelech, call Shaul my father? So it would seem from there that it's literally like a father. Says the Bach, no. There's another opinion. If you look carefully in the Medrash Sheikher Taiv, there was two people that were standing there when David came out of the Ma'ara with the Kanaf Beged of Shaul. There were two people that were there. Shaul was there, but his general Avner was there as well. Says the Bach, if you look carefully in the opinion of the Rabbanan, he was actually calling Avner his father, because Avner was a big Talmud Chacham. He was the Rosh Yeshiva. He was the one that taught a lot of Torah. So no, he was calling Avner his father, and Shaul, he was just saying that Shaul should see. So basically what comes out, the Bach says, is we see from this Torah that one has to only honor his father-in-law, just like he would give honor to an older person, which means he would have to stand up for him. That's the explanation of the Bach. The Birkei Yosef says, in a little bit of a different twist, but he agrees with the Bach that it's just a basic honor that one has to give to his father-in-law. Birkei Yosef says, if we find that in some opinions, one has to literally honor his father-in-law like his father himself, which is the opinion of Reb Yehuda in the Medrash Sheikh HaTayv, we can assume that the Rabbanon, even if the Rabbanon disagree, and they say, no, when David HaMelech was saying father, he was talking to Avner. But we should assume that the Rabbanon don't hold, the Rabbanon don't say you don't have to honor your father-in-law at all. So at the very least, you have to give your father-in-law basic honor, and the most basic honor would be standing up for him when he comes into the room. This Bach, that's the most known opinion. It's the one that's brought down on the Shachan Shulchan Aruch, that one should honor his father-in-law like he honors an elderly person. But the Birkei Yosef brings down that there's a mechilta in Parshas Yisrael that seems to say otherwise. In Parshas Yisrael, after Yisrael has been away with Moshe's wife and children for a long time, he's coming to visit him. And the pasuk says, Vayetze Moshe likras chosnoi. Moshe goes out to greet his father-in-law. Vayishtachu vayishak loy. And he bows down and he kisses him. The Medrash says, who exactly bowed to who and who kissed whom? So if we look in the next pasuk, it says, Vayishalu ish l're'eyu. Who's the one that's known as Ish? Who's the man? That's Moshe. So we can assume that Moshe is the one who is bowing down and kissing Yisrael. Says the Mechilta, Mikan omru shehe adam muchan lekavod chamav. We see from here that one has to be ready to give honor to his father-in-law. Says the Birkei Yosef, if Moshe is bowing down to Yisrael, he's literally bowing down to his father-in-law, you see here that there's a very serious chi of kavod that one has to give his father-in-law. And how can it be that this is not mentioned? Everyone goes with the Bach. They say, the Bach said that all you need to do is stand up for him. Says the Birkei Yosef, which is written by the Chidah, I don't understand. It seems from here that there's a much more serious chiv if we see Moshe is bowing down to his father-in-law. So the Shuvas Shoyel Umeshev brings down this Mechilta as well. And he says, no, it's not such a proof that you need to give such a major honor to one's in-laws, because that was before Matan Torah. And things that are mentioned in the Torah from before Matan Torah, we can't prove from them that halachically one has to give a very serious kavod to his in-laws. Before I bring down now the other opinions, I want to say a proof. This is a raya that I thought of. I want to bring a raya that I think we can prove, like the shita of the Bach from a din in Shulchan Aruch. And it goes like this. The halacha is that if one's father asks him for a cup of water, and at the very same moment, his mother asks him for a cup of water. So what do? You have your father asking you for a cup of water, and at the very same time, your mother says she wants a cup of water. To whom do you bring the cup of water? So the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch like this. When a couple gets married, the husband has to take care of his wife. He has to provide for her. And the wife has to give honor to her husband. So if a husband asks his wife, can you please get me a cup of water? The wife is supposed to bring him a cup of water. A husband has to provide for the family. He has to take care of his wife and make sure there's money in the house and give his wife her needs. But the honor that a wife gives to her husband is that she should serve him food. She should give him kavod. She should give him honor. Says the Shulchan Aruch. So over here in this case, where the father's asking for a cup of water and the mother is asking for a cup of water, being that in this case, the mother herself is supposed to give honor to her husband. So when the child hears his father asking and his mother asking, he brings the cup of water to his father. Because ata ve'imcha chayavim b'chvayt avicha. The fact that your mother herself is supposed to honor her husband is a reason why now when the mother's asking and the father's asking, the halach is that the son brings the cup of water to his father. Now, let's bring that now over to in-laws. A wife whose husband asks her to please bring me a cup of water. And this lady is now in the house, her husband's asking her in the house of her parents, and her father asks her to bring him a cup of water. So what does she do? Does she bring the cup of water to her husband? Or does she bring the cup of water to her own father? The halacha is that the fact that she's now a married woman, who when she goes into the marriage, she's agreeing to give honor to her husband. Her husband's going to take care of her and she's going to give honor to him. The halacha is she brings the cup of water to her husband, which supersedes the fact that her father asked her for a cup of water. She has to give that cup of water to her husband first. So it seems to me that from here we can prove that a son-in-law would not have to go ahead and give his father-in-law a cup of water if his father-in-law asked him for a cup of water. It's a nice thing. It's a wonderful thing to do, and we're meant to take care of our in-laws. But halachically, if he's busy and he doesn't want to do it, he would not have a chiyuv to do it. Because if one would say that a son-in-law himself, if his father-in-law would ask him for a cup of water, he would have to go bring it, then when he asks his wife for a cup of water, and his father-in-law asks her, his father-in-law, meaning her father asks for a cup of water, he would have to bring the water, she would have to bring the water to her father, because she and her husband have to honor her father. So to me, this seems like a very strong proof that there isn't a serious chiyuv of kavod that one would have to give his father-in-law. Because we know that when it comes to a parent, there's a chiyuv kavod and there's a chiyuv of moira. The chiyuv kavod is that you stand up for him. You got to take care of him. If father asks you to bring him some food, you got to bring it to him. Moira means you can't sit in his place. There's another halacha, when your father says something, you don't say, "Father, I think you're right." Your father, that's not honorable to tell your father you agree with his opinion. But for a father-in-law at this point, it would seem that the only halacha is that you should stand up for him. But to go ahead and bring him food, and give him all the halachas that one has to appear in, that does not exist by a father-in-law. Now, it seems, though, that there are other opinions that disagree with what we just said over from the Bach. Primarily, this opinion can be found in the Vilna Goyen and Reb Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes that one should give honor to his father-in-law, as we mentioned before. On that halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Reb Kiva Eger says, and don't think that this only means a father-in-law. This includes a mother-in-law as well. Hu hadin chamoisli, says Reb Kiva Eger. You have to honor your father-in-law and you also have to honor your mother-in-law. Says Reb Kiva Eger, how do I know that? I know that from a halacha in Shulchan Aruch Yoredei. In Hilchas Avelos, in Simin Shin Ayin Dalid Sivav. And it says over there like this. When someone has one of his Shiva Kroivim sitting Shiva, the Mechaber paskins that if you come into the room where one of your Shiva Kroivim is sitting Shiva, you have to take off your shoes. You yourself have to act as if you are sitting Shiva. Now, of all the Shiva Kroivim, this can only really apply mostly by three of them. Because if a sibling or a child is sitting Shiva, then the person himself is sitting Shiva. But by parents, but when a father or mother is sitting Shiva, over there the grandchild is not sitting Shiva. In the opinion of the Mechaber, when that child would come visit his parent who is sitting Shiva, he would have to act as if he himself is sitting Shiva. He wouldn't sit on a high chair. He'd have to take off his shoes and get down on the floor next to his own father. The Rama says that that is not the way we act today. There are only very small types of avelis that a child should do when his parent is sitting Shiva. But that's the opinion of the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber, listen to this. The exception, he says, is a wife. If a wife is sitting Shiva, even though a husband sits Shiva for his wife, but he does not act with ways of Shiva when his wife is sitting Shiva, even though he's in the room. So if a wife would be sitting Shiva for a sibling or for a child that wasn't his own child, the husband would not act with the ways of Shiva, even in front of his wife. Except, says the Shulchan Aruch, if she's sitting Shiva for her parent, whether it's her father, whether it's her mother. So a wife who's sitting Shiva for a parent, says the Shulchan Aruch, whether it's a father, whether it's a mother, over there, he should act with Shiva together with his wife. Why? Mishum kavod chama v'chamoisai, because of the honor of his in-laws, that he's supposed to show them honor. He should act with ways of Shiva. He should act with mourning when his wife is sitting Shiva. So says Reb Kiva Eger, take a look in Hilchas Avelos. You'll see that there is a serious kavod that one has to have for a father-in-law and a mother-in-law. Now it's obvious from this Reb Kiva Eger that he would not agree with the Bach at all. According to the Bach, in the opinion of the Bach, which is what the Shach brings down, we mentioned before, the only type of honor that one would have to give an in-law would be to stand up for them and maybe not strongly contradict their words. It would be no halacha that one has to sit Shiva in any way in the opinion of the Bach. And Reb Kiva Eger is showing from the Shulchan Aruch later that there's an extra halacha of honor that one has to show his in-laws, and that means to honor them with sitting Shiva when he's in the presence of his wife who's sitting Shiva for a parent. That's one proof. A second proof of someone who disagrees with the Bach is from the Chuvis Imre Yosher. The Chuvis Imre Yosher has an interesting case. He says, what would be if one's parents, Chas V'Shalom, got into a fight with his in-laws? And they call up their son and they tell him, we're in a fight with your in-laws. We don't want you to visit them. You shouldn't go to the house anymore. Says the Imre Yosher, Can't listen to your parents to do that. Ein lishmoy alohem. You can't listen to them. Why? Because you can't be mevatel any mitzvah, even a mitzvah derabanan, because your parents said so. And honoring one's in-laws is a mitzvah derabanan. Now, again, that's obviously not like the Bach, because if one's parents got into a fight with a neighbor or someone else, chas v'shalom, and they tell that child, we're in a fight with a specific person, don't visit him, you'd be allowed to listen to your father if it was something that went under the rubric of covered aviv. So obviously, you see from Imre Yosher, who's saying that a child cannot listen to his own parents when they tell him not to go visit his in-laws, we see from there that the chiyuv kavod to an in-law is greater than just the chiyuv to a regular older person. Now, it is unclear what exactly that chiyuv is. But it would seem to me that this chiyuv, even though it's not going to be on the level of a parent, the chiyuv is at the very least going to be not to show them any form of dishonor, to be mevaze them in any way, to treat them not honorably. That would be an absolute iser, according to these two opinions, the Imre Yosher and the Rabbi Akiva Eger. That's clear. And this would be a very primary example of a difference. Can one call his father-in-law or his mother-in-law by their first name? Most of the world, nobody does this. Now, in the opinion of the Bach, which seems to be the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, technically, one would be able to call their father or mother-in-law by their first name. Just like you would be allowed to call an elderly person by their first name, you know, somebody who's 75 years old, there's no halacha that says you cannot call them by their first name. So if in the opinion of the Bach, the only honor that one has to give an in-law is like you would give to a man who's over 70, you'd be allowed to call them by their first name. But according to Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Imre Yosher, who are very clearly saying that no, a person has to be very careful not to be in any way disrespectful to an in-law parent. Now again, we can't be disrespectful for anyone, but over here there's a halacha of honor. It's not just about a dover musar, where a person should act properly and act with respect. Here there's halachically binding din, a halachically binding din to honor an in-law, to not be disrespectful for them. So therefore, if one would say, look, calling a person who's so much older than you, he's 75 years old, you're going to go, you're not his friend. You're 30, you're 40, you're going to go call them by the first name. That's not honorable. But what about going to sit down in their place? Sitting down in somebody who's an older person, sitting down in his place, definitely smells from being a little disrespectful. So according to the opinion of the Imre Yosher and Reb Kiva Eger, there would be an iser. There would be a problem with sitting down in the father-in-law's place or calling him by his first name. Even if it would not come to the level of honor that one has to show to a parent, for example, feeding them and taking care of them, which one has to do for a parent, but at the very least, one would not be able to sit down in their place or call them by their first name or anything that could be slightly disrespectful. There is one final opinion, and this would probably be the greatest chiddush of all. This would be opinion that is found in the Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim goes on the halacha that is called Ishtoi Kegufoi. There is a halacha that a man and a wife, a man and his wife, are considered like one. One's wife is literally like his own body. A husband and wife are like one body. Ishtoi Kegufoi. And we see in the halacha that this concept, that a man and his wife are literally like one body, has very big ramifications in halacha. One of the examples is hataras nedarim. We know that a husband can get rid of his wife's nedarim by a concept called hafara. But hataras nedarim, if somebody wants to get rid of a promise that he made, he has to go to a chacham, and the chacham is matir neder. But a person cannot be matir his own nedarim. Ein adam matir nidrei atzma. Even a chacham cannot be matir his own nedarim. Can a chacham be matir the nedarim of his wife? Says the Rif, no. A man cannot be matir the nedarim of his wife because ishtoi kegufoi. That is the same idea if he'd want to do his own. His wife is like him, even though he could do his sons and he could do his daughters, but his wife's he cannot do because his wife is like him himself. And just like he can't do his own nedarim, he cannot do his wife's nedarim. Another example, would we say ishtoi kegufoi. There's halacha that when a koye has a bechor, in order to eat it, the bechor has to get a mum. And if we want to take testimony that the bechor has a mum, he could have a child do it. He could have a son or a daughter say the testimony. But his wife, again, is no good. Reason being, because ishtoi kegufa. The Sefer Charedim says that with regard to honoring in-laws, being that we have a concept that one's wife is literally like him himself. We have a concept called ishtei kegufoi. So just like a man has to honor his parents, his wife will have to honor her in-laws because she and her husband are like one. And we could very well say that it flips the other way as well. If a man is marrying a wife and she has to honor her parents, he's becoming one together with his wife and he will have to honor them as well. In this opinion, we could go as far as to say that the honor that one shows his in-laws is all the way on the same level as much as one has to honor his own parents. And if his in-law would ask him to do something, he would have to do it based on the Chiyuv Kavod. So a quick summary. All halacha shaylos, of course, have to go to the Rav, to Rav Mantel. This is all just for halachic thought, but to quickly summarize. We have the opinion of the Bach, which seems to be the main opinion. But again, even though the Bach says you have to honor your in-law parent just like you'd honor an elderly person, it does seem that most of Klal Yisrael does not call their in-law parent by their first name, which would then seemingly be following the second opinion that we mentioned, which would be the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Imre Yosher, that you have to treat your in-law parent, even though it's not the same as an actual parent, but a very high level of covenant not to do anything that would be slightly disrespectful. So in their opinion, in all likelihood, you cannot call your in-law parent by their name or sit in their place, because that would be sort of disrespectful. In the opinion of the Sefer Charedim, one can actually say that the honor one gives an in-law parent is exactly the same much as a parent. And that would be based on the concept of ishtoi kegufoi, that a man and his wife are literally like one, so they have to honor their in-laws as much as they would honor their own parents.